This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was in self-defense. I shot the sheriff.
Freedom came my way one day. Sheriff John Brown came to shoot me down, so I shot him.
Sheriff John Brown always hated me. For what? I don't know. Every time that I climb a sea, he said, kill it before it goes. He said, kill it before it goes.
Final segment. I'll cover more news and the Tony Kate Daly next segment with Mike Adams. Mike, we are winning, undoubtedly, but the enemy won't give up. What do you expect them to pull?
They're going to go full nuclear as a metaphor, but it may actually be a nuclear false flag. They're going to try cyber attacks on the financial infrastructure. They're going to crash the dollar on purpose and try to drive us into a universal basic income digital currency system, CBDC, for sure. That's going to happen. It could happen this summer, but it's right around the corner. They're going to try to provoke race wars and transgender versus non-transgender wars. They really want to have non-transgenders violently attack transgenders so they can evoke this massive, gender war, essentially, is what it is. And I'm so glad that the American people have resisted that, and they have de-escalated, and they have simply called out the trans violent militants that have been shooting up schools like in Nashville and so on. We have to de-escalate violence. We have to de-escalate emergencies, and we have to navigate. We have to be prepared in every way possible with backup supplies of money, food, communications, everything, because they're going to start crashing entire infrastructure systems around us. That is absolutely coming.
And again, it's not because we're scared of violence. We're winning societally, culturally, spiritually. The enemy wants violence. So we need to be very Christ-like right now, not out of weakness, but out of strength.
We need to prepare not only for ourselves, but also, if you can, if you have enough funds, prepare at the community level or for neighbors and family, because there's going to be a lot of desperation out there as supply chain disruptions get worse. And also,
you're totally right. I mean, the supply chain's breaking down. You've been on top of that before me. And now the housing market, the commercial market, the car market, this is getting bad.
And they're going to roll out a chimeric pandemic now, which is Ebola plus HIV plus bird flu. You've covered this extensively. The vaccine companies are already preparing the vaccines for that. The narrative is being prepared. The quarantine camps in states like Washington are still being readied for mass quarantines, which, of course, will target conservatives and gun owners. And gun control is continuing to be pushed. But, Alex, I think they're too late on every front. I think they've already lost the war. They're just trying to maximize casualties on their way out. I think humanity is going to win this. I think God is with us. I think human freedom will prevail. And again, whether or not any individual is here is irrelevant. We've awakened together, all of us, so many people around the world, that humanity will overcome this tyranny. And then the history books will look back at this at the craziest time that has ever existed that we know of on this planet. It's been bizarre to live through this, and it's not over.
And the globalists were going to run this attack regardless. At least we're fighting back and having victory. And I know now they're scared. I look at the body language of all of them. They know they've lost.
Yeah, they've lost. But again, they're in desperation mode, and some of them don't yet realize that they've lost. They think that they still command, their imaginary armies like Hitler did in the last days of World War II. But they don't. They don't command the people anymore. They can't just order everybody into a digital wallet. They can't order everybody to love Biden. It's not working. It's broken. The faith has been fractured in the artificial systems. No one trusts the banks. No one trusts the FBI. No one trusts the mainstream media. No one trusts the Biden regime, except a few still brainwashed remnants of the left. Everybody else is waking up.
And so their answer is cyber attacks, power outages, nuclear war. So let's not kid ourselves, but at least our souls are in the right place. And people in government and corporations should really do whatever they can to leak information to stop this. Naturalnews.com. Look forward to Michael Yon and more of your reports at Naturalnews.com. We'll be covering it tomorrow. Mike Adams, thank you so much. I salute you for your work.
Thank you, Alice. God bless you. Keep it up.
The best part about this job is I get to know folks like Mike Adams. We'll be right back. Stay with us. They decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It will be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Don't tread on me. To secure peace, it's prepare for war. Here's some of the news I didn't hit. Oh, and Troy will cover a lot more. Knock it out of the park as he always does. In about 52 minutes from now. Infowars.com/show, man, video, MadMaxWorld.tv. Look at this. Again, if you really want to have lesbian sex, homosexual sex, whatever it is, you're an adult, I'm not attacking you. Okay? The point is that less than 1% identified as homosexual 10 years ago. Now it's 7.2%. In many school districts in leftist areas, up to 50% of the children identify as that because they were brainwashed to do it. That is about breaking down the family. That is about depopulation. That is about a corporate agenda, ladies and gentlemen. That is about destruction. An example of this is I've seen studies and statistics on it. A lot of women grow up, they get inducted into lesbianism. Girls are easy to deal with. And they're a lesbian for the first, 10 years of their sexual life. So they're like 18. They're a lesbian until they're like 28. And almost all those women, I mean, half my buddies are married to lesbians. They're not lesbians anymore. I mean, and it doesn't mean everybody doesn't admire a woman or attract to a woman. Women are incredible. But the point is that it's not what we're designed to do, ladies and gentlemen. Men and women go together with children. Men aren't supposed to be off screwing each other. Women aren't supposed to be shacked up together. It doesn't really happen in the real world. But they're pushing it because they want you to be alone ladies and gentlemen. We don't. I'm not judging people. I'm not attacking people. I'm not giving the left what they want. I don't hate these people. I've been around the block probably 50 times. What I'm saying is that this is a deliberate corporate agenda by the establishment. And it's designed to make you alone, just like big tech and social media, to control you. And that's a fact. No one denies that. It's on their own Facebook and Google and Twitter documents that we want to make you alone and control you and run you. Henry Ford wanted to pay his employees enough to buy a car. These people don't want you to have any money. It's an evil agenda. So we've got that. 7.2% of U.S. adults identify as LGBT because they're told it's the cool thing to do. But you know what's really happening in Japan, Italy, and the U.S.? Japan's the worst. 1.1 children? There won't be Japanese in 100 years, that number. The men and women have been broken up. And they just say, well, I don't date women, so I'm gay. And they statistically studied it. They're not even having sex with men. They're alone, folks. Alone is where they want you. Alone, alone, alone. And that's where this goes. The transgenders aren't committing suicide and getting killed by right-wingers. They're committing suicide and being killed by the culture they're in that is incredibly destructive. Here's some more news. Husband of BBC presenter killed by COVID vaccine, sues AstraZeneca, says vaccine is unsafe, effective product. CDC behavior change. Project Targeted Vaccine Critics was funded by Pfizer and New York Misinformation Response Unit tied to the CIA. Look what was pulled out of a cadaver. None of it is protein or platelets. It's all spike protein. Big thing on that. And it goes on and on and on. But they're doing damage control. That woman 2.5 years ago that collapsed, never before, never seen after that. Now she's popped up and says, oh, it was no big deal. I'm still alive. That doesn't fly in the face of the reality. It falls on its face. And then we got this video of Elon Musk I want to play. Elon accuses BBC of failing to report on side effects of vaccinations and spreading misinformation when they call him a disinformationist. And he says, how am I disinfo? They can't respond because it's all just a throwaway line, like conspiracy theorists. Here's the clip.
Content you don't like or hateful? What do you mean to describe a hateful thing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just content that will solicit a reaction, something that may include something that is slightly racist or slightly sexist, those kinds of things.
So you think if something is slightly sexist, it should be banned?
Is that what
you're saying?
I'm not saying anything. I'm
just curious. I'm trying to understand what you mean by hateful content, and I'm asking for specific examples. And you just said that if something is slightly sexist, that's hateful content. Does that mean that it should be banned?
Well, you've asked me whether my feed, whether it's got less or more. I'd say it's got slightly more.
That's why I'm asking for examples. Can you name one example?
I honestly don't name a single example. I'll tell you why, because I don't actually use that for you feed anymore, because I just don't particularly like it.
A lot of people
are quite similar. I only look at my following.
You said you've seen more hateful content, but you can't name a single example, not even one.
I'm not sure I've used that feed for the last 3 or 4 weeks.
How did you see the hateful content?
Because I've been using Twitter since you've taken it over for the last 6 months.
Okay, so then you must have at some point seen that you pour your hateful content. I'm asking for one example.
Right.
And you can't give a single one.
And I'm saying, sir,
that you don't know what you're talking about.
Really?
Yes, because you can't give me a single example of hateful content, not even one tweet, and yet you claimed that the hateful content was high.
Well, all right, and again, the clip's too long. I got to throw it to Kate Daly. We'll add it in post when it's demand out video, where he exposes that they covered up the side effects and blocked therapeutics. So that's all coming up. Please remember, we're listener-supported. Great T-shirts, great books, great films. 1776 Testosterone Boost, Pain MD, Turbo Force back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Kate Daly's an amazing syndicated talk show host, KateDalyShow.com. She always has incredible guests on. Kate Daly, we love you. We appreciate you. Take over.
Thank you, Alex, so much. I want to share some research with all of you that I found alarming, totally alarming. And by the way, great segment with Mike Adams. Look, we have so much going on. I am a research hound, love research. And I'm telling you that with the distractions that we have today, there's some research I think that people are missing. And this has not been talked about at all. In fact, there's tracks being laid. They've been being laid for, well, since about 2009. and 2007, really. I should go back to 2007. And I found something really strange about the Democrat leftist loony fascination with tribal nations. Now, it's really strange because out of 12 years on the radio, the last 2 years, I've noticed this huge shift in talking about tribal nations, executive orders, memorandums, declarations, all kinds of things. And it's been hitting me a little strange. I thought, what is the fascination here with such a small group of people? Why are they putting this in the press endlessly? What is going on? And 2 weeks ago, something very, very big happened, and it didn't get a lot of attention. So I see a lot of pandering going on to the tribal nations. I'm not against Native Americans. They're good people. But are they getting used? This is going to be a very interesting 45 minutes. Let me just tell you, very, very interesting. Seems like a lot of attention is being paid, but why? I'll be right back on The Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. So glad to be with you today. I'm sharing some research with you because some things were hitting me kind of strange, and I wanted to share this with you because I thought it was, well, worth talking about. There's some things going on that are even deeper, I think, than strange. A couple of weeks ago, something really, really big happened, and there wasn't a whole lot of reporting on it in the press. On March 30th, the Catholic Church revoked, renounced the doctrine of discovery. This was a really, really big deal because this had been in play for over 500 years. Okay? So it wasn't a small thing, we'll say that. And what they did was they pointed out at the end of their statement that they made in renouncing this doctrine of discovery, and they said the church's solidarity with indigenous peoples has given rise to strong support for the principles contained in the United Nations Declaration of Rights on Indigenous Peoples. And they wanted to say that this doctrine of discovery, and let me describe what this is, because your biggest question should be, why are they ending this now? The 500-year Catholic decree encouraged colonization. So what began as a religious decree in the 1400s then became the basis for legal concept in the United States when the doctrine of discovery was invoked in a 1923, just after the inception of the country, U.S. Supreme Court ruling that indigenous people had only rights of occupancy, not ownership over lands that they had long lived on. Now, I just read that from something that is sort of spun a little bit to paint the white Christian Bible carrying person as the person that is the most evil person in the world that came in and on this doctrine of discovery that started and originated with the Catholic Church, that this was the grounds for the taking of property in this country. Now, what you probably should be thinking right now is, why did the Catholic Church just finally revoke this? What's going on? And what does it lead to? What's been going on? And I just said over the last 2 years, there's been really interesting preoccupation, especially with this fake administration, on tribal, everything tribal. In fact, in 2 years' time, they have written over 70 executive orders. It was one of the first ones they did in January, if you recall, one of their top priorities. Memorandums and declarations on tribal and talking about their sovereignty and talking about how we need to open this up and give them more land and all kinds of things. Now, what I really think is going on here is I think the Native Americans are about to be used in a really big way, and I don't want to see that happen. And this is why I'm bringing it up. This is why I'm talking about this today. Because when it landed in the United States Supreme Court as part of a decision, the judge was going to lose property if he didn't go with the doctrine of discovery on the origins of the founding of the country. So what they're saying is all over, but especially in the United States, all we did was murder and pillage, and we took land from people whose land it is, and that this needs to have redress, and it needs to be given back. Very, very strange language coming from Obama. In all of his 8 years, he did 77 executive orders, directives, and memorandums. If you want to know what Trump did, Trump only did 19. Obama did 77, but in the last 2 years, the fake Biden King Fraud-A-Lot administration has almost matched Biden's 8 years in office with 70 of them. That's a lot. So what are they doing? What is the fascination? What's going on? So So this goes back to 15th century, and it's the foundation of some of our property law today. And what's been going on in Canada lately, in the last year and a half, I'm going to talk about that because you need to know what they're doing as a blueprint for, I think, what we're about to do too. So the Vatican renounces the 500-year-old doctrine, and I think the timing is right on par for what they're about to do. I also want to say that in 2005, Ginsburg was noting on a case going back to the same exact doctrine. So this doctrine is integral in the formation of the United States. Are they going after the United States in order to gut it? So let me say this. In 2007, the UN made a declaration for indigenous peoples that they wanted to see incorporated into international law, even here, even Canada. Okay, it was a big, huge push in 2007. Well, in 2010, they did a framework of dominance, this UN preliminary study on the doctrine of discovery. And this came out and it really enforced the indigenous people need their land back. And we're going to even have to go to the lengths of undoing constitutions to get them their land back. It was a really, really strange, strange type of a document. It really painted the white, wealthy, especially white, wealthy Christian as the most harmful person on the planet. So a lot of this has to go to really kind of demonizing Christianity at the same time, because they are hell-bent on focusing on America. I guess no other nation conquered another nation in the history of us, right? But they don't talk about the European nations that conquered one another. They don't talk about all the others. They talk about us. We are their preoccupation. And the study talks about this insane just zeal for making sure that things are undone from the very beginning. So Obama comes out and he talks about indigenous recognition, and he did this a lot more than Bush, let's say. Okay. And Bush was not all for making any sort of international law. I don't agree with a lot of things Bush did, but they weren't, United States wasn't voting on it. They voted against it. But then Obama came along and he did the protection of Native American lands and environment. This is key. Remember this. And environment and redress. And he said that we were such a terrible nation. We stole and murdered and murdered. And we took this land, and it was going to be up to him to make sure that we had full recognition of the lands, territories, ownership, occupation that otherwise they would have acquired. And that this declaration that Obama made further called upon the states to give back traditional lands, territories, and natural resources. Remember that too. Because as I come into the next segment, I want to talk about something people missed when Biden-Harris were running for office. They listed so many items that I don't think people really reported on at the time, but they were really sort of out there with, this is what we're going to do and why. So the natural resource rights are a really, really important key here. And Obama said under U.S. law, they needed to function properly and facilitate as appropriate access, not only access, but giving their lands back. This was a really big priority for the Obama administration, but an even bigger one now. Was the timing of the doctrine of discovery, the ending of that after 500 years, why would you pick now in the year 2023? That there is a definite reason for it. And I'll get to that in just a moment. But I want to talk about what Biden and Harris did in their proclamation for the presidency and what they were about to do. I'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. Stay with me on this.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Alex Jones Show. So happy to be with you. So the doctrine of discovery, as it was written up in 1823 U.S. Supreme Court opinion that basically backed it and said the principle was that, this is what John Marshall wrote of the Supreme Court, the principle was that discovery gave title to the government by whose subjects and by whose authority it was made against all other European governments, which title might be consummated by possession. See, that's what we're talking about here, by possession. And the exclusion of all other Europeans necessarily gave to the nation making the discovery of the sole right of acquiring the soil from the natives and establishing settlements upon it. Right now, the big spin is to say we walked in with Bibles and we said all the Native Americans weren't Christian and we conquered them, because that's really what it's about. And that I would like to know if we interviewed everybody, because I'm pretty sure Native Americans are Christian. But anyway. So they did it in a way that said that it was the white Christian male that came in with its Bible to massacre, and that this doctrine of discovery gave him the right to do it and then consummate and possess the land. So Obama signed in 2010, at the same time, actually saying, yes, the United Nations, we declare that their Indigenous Peoples Act, this is a wonderful thing, put out an executive order. And I know you guys probably remember this, Stewardship of the Ocean, Our Coasts and Great Lakes. And it said, drafted with substantial input from tribes, which established a governance coordination committee with three tribal representatives. Okay. And so they said their special interest priorities were going to be Arctic and developing coastal and marine plans and all kinds of things. But they definitely wanted them on board. Then millions of dollars in, like, let's say, the Department of Agriculture, Rural Development Office, all kinds of things were done in the Recovery Acts. Millions upon millions upon millions of dollars given to secure Indian Reservation Roads Program. To me, it seemed like a lot of pandering. But the fake Biden administration, the deep state behind Biden, we know Biden doesn't really do anything. But it is amazing to see the amount in the last 2 years. And I know you might have noticed it in the news and maybe wondered what was going on. A lot of attention. The ACLU said support for the declaration is essential to upholding U.S. Obligations under international law. A lot of articles have been written, lots of things. So 2 weeks ago, when the Catholic Church renounced this, it was a really, really big deal. You guys remember when we were talking about Indigenous Peoples Day, right? King Fraud-A-Lot decided that he was going to do Indigenous Peoples Day instead of Columbus Day. There was much more to this than people really actually realized, I think. I remember just sort of making fun of it because it just sounds really, what's wrong with Columbus Day? But anyway, he did this proclamation, and in it he said, we also recommit to supporting a new, brighter future of promise and equity for tribal nations, a future grounded in tribal sovereignty and respect for the human rights of the Indigenous people of the Americas and around the world. Not only do we have open borders with Indigenous people, claiming to be Indigenous people flooding in, we also have this onslaught of talking about sovereignty and talking about human rights, which is the two keywords the UN loves, and also Indigenous people, right? And so everybody thinks, well, you know, they're just giving them something back. They're doing something for them. But in all these declarations, they're acting like they don't have anything. And now we are here to give them something. It's really, really strange, right? This preoccupation with making us think that they're finally giving them what they're due. But it's not about that. It's not about that. I actually think they're getting used. So Biden put in this Indigenous Days people thing. The federal government has a solemn obligation to lift up and invest in the future of Indigenous people. And we're only talking about 3 million people, 8 million that claim partly to be Indian. But about 3 million people. It's a really small group, right? But man, there's a lot of concern over this for this administration. So tribal nations, they said, are going to govern their own communities, make their own decisions. They already do. Anyway, it said, we must never forget the centuries-long campaign of violence, displacement, and terror wrought upon the native communities and tribal nations. They're still going on and on with this lie. And so they said, today we acknowledge the significant sacrifices made by these by Native American people and their ongoing contributions, blah, blah, blah. But here's the Biden-Harris plan for tribal nations. And I don't think anyone was really talking about this. They basically made this proclamation for equality for all, but the emphasis was going to be on Native Americans. And this was their own bullet points from their own website talking about what they were about to do. They were going to strengthen nation-to-nation relationships, provide reliable, affordable, quality health care, and address health disparities. Right now, they claim that the Native Americans are completely 100% boosted and vaccinated, more than any other group. Isn't that strange? They made sure that these people were living in fear, and then they also made sure that they were getting all of these shots. That's a whole nother thing I want to comment on. But going back to this document from the Biden-Harris, restore tribal lands, address climate change. See how those go in the same sentence, go hand in hand, and safeguard natural and cultural resources. There's a lot more to that. Ensure native communities are safer and tackle the crisis of violence. That's a red herring. It really has nothing to do with that, but it looks like they're giving them something, right? Then expand economic opportunity. But then they talked about elevating the number of judges that understand tribal lands, that understand tribal sovereignty in our court system, in the federal court system. They actually vowed to Biden and Harris to increase the amount of judgeships. They also vowed to put more Native Americans than ever at the heads of departments or in the Department of Interior or anything having to do with climate change, with lands, all of these things. It's really, really strange. So they made this declaration, and then Biden came out and said that 30% of the water and the lands in America would basically be theirs, right? Would basically be theirs. And it's really interesting because it's really about a land grab. So they wrote, we're going to nominate judges who understand federal Indian law, respect tribal sovereignty. Now think about this for a moment. They never did this before. Why now? Why now? Why in this 2 years is this becoming so important? And they also talked about how many roles they were going to put Native Americans in that understood. And they basically kept saying Obama administration recognized and took 542,000 acres of land in trust for tribes. And when we talk about Agenda 30, we talk about the future of America. If 30% or more, because I think that was a low calculation on their part, so that people wouldn't talk about it, but he did declare we would lose 30% more land and waters to the feds. The feds are partnering up with the tribal nations, and that's what I'm worried about, is that they're partnering up to take more lands in lieu of climate change. And so what they're doing is it looks like they're giving something to the Native Americans. It looks like they're preoccupied with them and really want to give back. But there's one thing I know about these people in these leftist loonies. It's always a bait and switch. It is never about true caring. It really is not. There's always a bait and switch. So their biggest objectives were, Biden-Harris, protect natural and cultural treasures, and make sure and put as much land as they could under these things, respect land sovereignty and tribal rights, and protect native homelands. It was this really big push. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself, they've already done this. This was already done. Native Americans have their tribal lands. What is going on? When I come back, I want to tell you what Canada just did, because it's a really important, sad state of affairs move on their part. And they keep talking about this bill that passed a year and a half ago, and how they might have to change their constitution to accommodate the new international law from the UN on indigenous peoples. I'll come back and talk about that. But this, I tell you, there's way more to this than people are recognizing. These tracks are being laid, and it looks like they're giving them something, but I think they're using them. And I think they're taking it for climate change in the name of tribal nation. I'll be right back. I'm Kate Daly for The Alex Jones Show.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
For the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. So glad to be with you today. Look, I know this is going to sound a little crazy. We all know the climate change agenda. We all know Klaus Schwab said you're going to own nothing and be happy. Are they going, is this administration quietly laying the tracks and going after putting people in judgeships, making sure that lands are returned from property owners to native tribes? If you live in rural areas, we all know Agenda 2030 is about getting people out of rural areas and closer to cities where they can be controlled more. They've made no secret of this, and they're doing a great job, unfortunately. Murkowski led a roundtable on Native communities' priorities for the 2023 Farm Bill. There's so much going on, I wouldn't even have time to give you the headlines. But the briefing room at the White House talked about a new era of nation-to-nation engagement. They keep using that terminology, and they keep talking about advancing, this was from their own directive on the White House page, advancing equity and opportunity for all American Indians and Alaskan Natives and help tribal nations overcome new and longstanding challenges, right? Then they talk about sovereignty and advance tribal self-determination. Part of the doctrine of discovery is self-determination to go to claim land, okay? They're blaming it on the white Christian with the Bible in hand, and that made us murdering thugs, which is a lie that leftists love to tell in history books as they've whitewashed our history. But what's interesting about this is that it says there's an opportunity to celebrate the progress they have made in new nation-to-nation era and map out plans to improve all these new outcomes for Native Americans and for the seven generations to come. What? Anyway, strange. This whole document is really strange and talks about the fact that they need their lands back and that America has to do the right thing for human rights. Okay? I'm not against anybody having what they need or whatever, but we live in a country where you work hard for it and you do it, right? So government assistance is strange to me anyway, that we would be a nation that would invite this type of thing in at every turn or claim victimhood to get that. But I think Native Americans are great people. I think they're good people. And I do think that they're absolutely being used in this through the Build Back Better plan, the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. There are so many reasons, I think, where the funding is now designated. There's lots of money flowing, and it might seem like they're getting something for this, but I actually do not think they are. I could go on and on about all the monies given, Department of Interior, all kinds of things that they've been doing. But I do want to tell you that Canada passed a bill, which is called Bill 15. And this was Trudeau's vowed sort of, I now claim international law from the UN Indigenous Peoples Act as an act now. And he said, we're going to might have to change our constitution and we might have to change everything. And the articles coming out said, yeah, this is going to get really messy, but we're going to have to do it in the name of climate change and in the name of people's rights. Or the Native Americans' rights to their lands. This was really strange. So they have been working behind, well, not behind the scenes because it's been out there, but grabbing lands and saying these are for tribal, these are for tribal. And by the way, remember, they're in partnership with the government. If we haven't learned anything yet, our government isn't the most wonderful in promises or anything else, right? But man, there's a lot of attention. Hunter Biden, Devin Archer that worked with Hunter Biden went to jail for scamming the Indians. Was that a representation of kind of what this entire deep state is trying to do right now? I really think that they're going after the underpinnings of the country. They're having a hard time changing our constitution, so they're going after the underpinnings of it. Did we ever deserve it at all? Did we ever deserve to come here at all? So that's what I think they're basically doing here. But they're also going to be doing it a lot in climate change. So they're developing plans in the UN, Declaration on Indigenous Tribes, all kinds of things going on with this. The Bill 15 was scary. The Bill 15 was scary because people were noticing and writing articles in Canada left and right on the fact that, wait a second, that something's going on here and we're changing our laws. In fact, there was an article written about how to dismantle the doctrine of discovery that was revoked by the Catholic Church 2 weeks ago. How to do it. And it was basically acknowledge, which we're seeing this administration do, oh, acknowledge, acknowledge, acknowledge. And then we see this, like, you know, we're going to have to change laws. We're going to have to enter these things into legislation. We're going to have to put judges in that will err on the side of giving lands back from maybe property owners that have it now or just absorbing so many lands. You know the Tennessee case, right? The Tennessee case of eminent domain against the farmer for Ford building an EV factory. I mean, obviously people are going, you've got to be kidding me on this. There's no way that could go through for eminent domain, giving it to a corporation. But we're seeing a lot of things like this. In the news, just recently in March, Indigenous environmental networks respond to Biden's climate change plan because in exchange, I think, for all of these things that they're being given in 70 executive orders just in 2 years, memorandums and directives, are they having to go along with the climate change? All of this for climate change, right? So it's getting a little weird. So again, Trump only did 19, and I want to point that out. He also did some reversals, too, that Obama did. Obama did 77 over his 8 years. Biden has almost matched that in under 2 years. That's crazy. That's insane. So we have all of these things going on, these little underpinnings, right? You're seeing a lot of shows like the show 1823. It casts every single person that was Catholic as evil, right? And murdering and just raping consistently the Indians in the schools that they were forced to go to. And yes, there was some forcing going into the schools and things like that. under the guise of that. But not everybody was evil. But there's a lot of media that's pointing this out, or trying to at least point this out, to try to say, oh my gosh, we need to give this back, and we really need to look at human rights and adopt international law. We also did the Indigenous Peoples Declaration for 2023 United Nations Water Conference. Remember the declaration Obama did for waterways, for tribal lands, for, well, anything they're going to deem responsible for climate change will be done in the name of tribal. Mark my words. And also, there was the latest, even this week, by the way, there's so much more I could say on this, but they did pass that in Canada. They did pass that law. And I think it's a blueprint for what they're doing here, actually. I think there was deeper meaning to the Indigenous Peoples Day Act. I think there's a lot more there than people recognized. I think it was a declaration and also a nod to get the Catholic. They were all waiting on the Catholic Church. Other churches had renounced it or revoked it, but the Catholic Church was the biggie. It was the heavyweight. And all of a sudden, it's being revoked. But there was an article talking about this just in the press this week. J.P. Morgan Chase, right? Jamie Dimon suggested that the U.S. government and climate-conscious corporations may have to seize citizens' properties and to enact climate initiatives while there's still time to stave off climate disasters. What a load of horse crap that is. But that comes from Jamie Dimon, so we would all expect horse crap spewing out of his mouth. But that was in an annual letter to shareholders. We'll have to take citizens' property in the event of this huge emergency for the climate. And I wonder how much of this will be, you know what, you live close to tribal lands, or you live in a vicinity or a state that has a lot of tribal lands, maybe those tribal lands extend, and it won't be the fault of the Native Americans. I actually don't blame them in this at all, or think ill will toward them. I think they're being used. I think they think they're getting something and they're being used. Eminent domain is going to broaden, and it's going to broaden under this, because obviously January 26th, his first directive for tribal nations in 2021, very important to this fraudulent administration that they get these things passed. 70 is a lot in 2 years. Obama took 8 years to do 77 of them. But there's definitely a reason the Catholic Church, after 500 years, just revoked this, giving that big nod to the UN, to international law entering and creeping into our legislation if we follow along with Canada. And I think Canada is being used as the blueprint. And I think we're going to see a lot more eminent domain in the name of tribal. And I don't want to see the Native Americans get used like this. I really don't. But there's something going on here, and it's not right. There's a lot of pandering going on, and there's a lot of things that are adding up. And it's just, it's kind of scary, actually, because they're going after the foundation of America, the foundation, the underpinnings of how we declared this to be a country. That doesn't look good for us. And so we need to be fighting these things. We need to get together to fight this. And I hope we see it now. I am Kate Daly from katedalyradio.com for the Alex Jones Show. Glad to be with you today. And thank you for listening to this latest research.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.